Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Two bodies recovered after Baltimore bridge collapse.
We have exhausted all search efforts in the areas around this wreckage.
Dems VP pick in 2000 has died.
I know it's unusual for a Democrat to be endorsing a Republican.
$1 billion Mega Millions ticket bought in New Jersey.
I don't know who the winner is.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Two bodies have been recovered from the Baltimore site of yesterday's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
Divers located a red pickup truck submerged in approximately 25 feet of water in the area of the middle span of the bridge. Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
The man and woman were in their mid-20s. Maryland State Police Superintendent Colonel Roland Butler Jr. also says, as for the four people still missing,
based on sonar scans, we firmly believe that the vehicles are encased in the superstructure and concrete that we tragically saw come down.
That debris has to be removed in order to reopen the waterway. CBS's Linda Kenyon at the White House has more on that.
U.S. Coast Guard Vice Admiral Peter Gutierrez says the cargo ship that rammed into the bridge must be removed first.
The vessel is stable, but it still has over 1.5 million gallons of fuel oil and lube oil on board.
Gutierrez says it also has more than 4,700 containers on board and two overboard, while part of the bridge is resting on the bow of the vessel.
The vessel bow is sitting on the bottom because of the weight of that bridge debris,
making removal a difficult operation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
At least four people have been killed and five others wounded in stabbings in Rockford, Illinois, some 90 miles northwest of Chicago. Rockford police say a suspect is in custody and is being questioned. Former senator and vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has died. The longtime senator from Connecticut was a Democrat who ran on the Gore-Lieberman ticket and later became an independent, campaigning for Republican Arizona Senator John McCain in his 2008 bid for the White House.
Senator Barack Obama is a gifted and eloquent young man. But my friends, eloquence is no substitute for a record.
Joe Lieberman's family says the former senator died after complications from a fall. He was 82. The governing council that aims to oversee a political transition in Haiti vows to restore public order and democratic order in its first statement to the Caribbean nation, racked by a worsening security crisis. The presidential council has yet to be officially installed. On Wall Street, the Dow surged 478 points. The Nasdaq rose 84. Now this.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Israel reportedly wants to reschedule a delegation to Washington to discuss a possible offensive in Gaza's Rafah. It comes after Israel canceled the trip in protest over a UN ceasefire resolution that the U.S. abstained in its vote. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem on why the change.
This suggests that Israel is trying to mend fences with the U.S. I mean, relations have been really strained between the two sides. And that's not good for Israel. I mean, Israel needs U.S. backing in this war against Hamas.
Someone who bought a Mega Millions ticket in New Jersey is now a billionaire. The jackpot was over $1.1 billion and was bought at a ShopRite store in Neptune, where some shoppers have offered a big thumbs up to the winner, who can choose to remain anonymous.
I wish them well, and I hope that it makes their life even better.
Whoever it is, I'm glad for them. Hope they share it.
Tonight's Powerball is $865 million. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A U.S. first as New York City's Transit Authority approves a $15 toll for most passenger cars driving into the heart of Manhattan. MTA Chairman John Oliver.
90% of folks who come to the Central Business District, 90% of New Yorkers come by transit. And one of the biggest goals of this whole exercise is to finally attack congestion.
The three white men who chased and killed unarmed black jogger Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia are asking a federal appeals court in Atlanta to overturn their hate crimes convictions. WSB's Veronica Waters.
One defense attorney acknowledges the, quote, repulsive evidence heard at trial. But Greg McMichael attorney A.J. Balbo tells the 11th Circuit.
At the end of the day, this issue isn't about the racism of these defendants. It's about whether or not the government met its burden.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Brent Levine counters.
They did prove that the defendants were interested in vigilantism and getting that satisfaction of catching a black man that they assumed to be a criminal on the streets of their neighborhood.
Veronica Waters for CBS News Atlanta.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Former boxing champ hopes to cash in on a painful moment.
Mike Tyson biting Holyfield in the right ear.
Hot shops in New York are selling Tyson-branded edibles shaped like an ear with a bite mark, harkening back to his bloody showdown with Evander Holyfield in 1997. Tyson's credited cannabis with improving his mental well-being. The New York Post says he's planning a promotional blitz for his new gummies at an event in Times Square next month. The former heavyweight champ is also planning a comeback fight against Jake Paul in July. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Hyundai says it will invest $51 billion over 3 years in South Korea to ramp up electric vehicle production and new mobility business, and separately hire 80,000 new employees. Hyundai's move comes as other automakers are slowing efforts. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.